AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Queen Elizabeth's coffin has arrived at St. Giles Cathedral in Edinburgh, Scotland, for a memorial service.
We gather at this time, a sorrowing nation, yet remembering with gratitude the long life and reign of your servant Elizabeth, our Queen.
A hearse containing the coffin headed a procession through the Scottish capital's Old Town. Thousands of people line the street known as the Royal Mile, which links Edinburgh Castle with the Palace of Holyrood House. One of the speakers was the First Minister of Scotland, Nicola Sturgeon.
For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted.
Later, members of the public will be allowed inside the cathedral to file past the Queen's coffin. Some have been waiting there since dawn. Donald Trump's legal team is again blasting the criminal probe of top-secret information found in his home. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
In a court filing, the ex-president's lawyers say the Justice Department investigation is misguided and has spiraled out of control. Last week, a Trump-appointed judge granted the legal team's request to name an independent arbiter to review records seized by the FBI, while temporarily stopping the Justice Department from examining the documents for investigative purposes. Trump's team is now asking her to keep that order in place, calling it a sensible step toward restoring order from chaos. The department has asked the judge to lift the hold and has said it will appeal her ruling. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thousands of nurses in Minnesota launched a 3-day strike over pay issues and understaffing. This is AP News. It hasn't taken very long since Queen Elizabeth's death for unofficial souvenirs marking her life and death to appear in London shops. Items with the Queen's face on them have always been big sellers at Ismail Ibrahim's store in London, close to Buckingham Palace.
People, like during the Jubilee time, we knew that mugs, people love to get mugs with the Jubilee on.
He's selling T-shirts and mugs in tribute to the Queen.
Forever in our heart. And gone but not forgotten. That's been really popular.
Ibrahim managed to get those items in his store 2 days after the Queen died.
We had to push our companies who supply goods for us, and they said they will try, then they had to work overnight to make them.
Coming soon, King Charles merchandise. Another mug and T-shirt have portraits of the Queen, both young and old, with the words, Queen Elizabeth II, the greatest reign. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
So these and these.